This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Great time to be in Detroit. Town is buzzing with excitement, and it's only going to get better as the week goes on. Draft commences on Thursday. We'll be previewing it today, tomorrow, and, of course, Thursday. And a first half, a first round recap and preview the second round on Friday's show, and of course, we're on the air from 8 till midnight during the National Football League draft this Thursday night from here in Detroit. We're kind of backstage, right behind the stage in downtown. If you've been streaming the video on twitch.tv or youtube.com, you can see right out the window to our left is where the stage is set up. Great spot. Great spot. Great job by our crew of engineers here. Jake and Ben running the feed today, the audio and the video. Guys, thank you very much, but what a setup. Thanks to B-Dubs for having us. And Stoli for sponsoring. We're on the Stoli stage for our broadcast this week. Okay, so Gator, first of all, how do you feel about my prediction? By the end of the day Friday, if they use all three picks and don't move up, that at some point they'll take a wide receiver?
I would bet against it.
Okay.
I could see it happening, but I whatever reason, I just don't think that that's where they're going to go.
What about you, Kang? Do you see them drafting a wide receiver in the first three rounds?
I really do. I just think that if it's not like we got to just get away from the position thing, but I think with the plentiful group of wide receivers and how talented they are, I think one will quote unquote fall to them where they have no choice, because that's their philosophy, is to take a great football player no matter what position he plays. Now, on top of that, they did lose Josh Reynolds, and they didn't really replace him with anybody. I mean, they have Antoine Green from last year's draft, and they brought back DPJ, but, I mean, I don't know what the ceiling on those two guys are. So I do think a receiver is in the cards for the Lions.
Okay, with that said, I'm looking at the guys that they would have to probably use the pick at 29 to get, all right? At 29... because their next pick isn't till 61.
Correct.
So without trading back at 29, the list includes Xavier Worthy, Xavier Leggett, Keon Coleman, Ladd McConkey, and that might be it, assuming the top four are gone. How would you feel about any of those guys at 29?
I don't think I'd be happy if that's what they did with 29. I think that there is a screaming need at corner that needs to be addressed. I think there's value with an offensive lineman there. But you never know what Brad Holmes, who he falls in love with. It's not that I don't think there's value in a receiver, and I think that they should draft one. It's just that I think there are other things I would look at ahead of that. Now, maybe I'm looking too short-sighted in this and forgetting about the third round. I mean, third round is definitely a possibility. Their pick is earlier in the third round.
Yep.
So, it kind of depends. But I really like the idea of getting a corner and an offensive lineman first.
My two favorite players there at 29, if they are to go wide receiver, are Xavier Leggett, one, Keon Coleman, two. And I hear what you're saying about them having a screaming need. I've almost been reprogrammed where I don't care if they have a need at corner or edge rusher. It's who is the best player available. I think, for me, if they're on the clock and Xavier Leggett and Chop Robinson are there, I'm really struggling. I'm probably going with Chop because I do think if they're – I like those players a lot for a variety of reasons. But one of the biggest is which their RAS score is amongst the highest to come out this year, the relative athletic score, which is accumulation of all the various things that you go through at the combine. But given that they took Jack Campbell last year, who had an extremely high, I think it's a priority to them. Campbell had an extremely high RAS score. I'd probably go with Chop Robinson because if you're splitting hairs, you take the guy at the position of need more. But I really like Xavier Leggett. Kang, do you have a favorite of that group, and would you invest the pick of 29 on a wide receiver?
I have no problem if the Lions go receiver at 29. I mean, we all know already how hard it is to try to predict what a team's going to do in general. But when you talk about specifically the Lions, you open it up completely. I have been reprogrammed, Doug. I almost don't care what they need position-wise if I'm trying to predict what the Lions are going to do. Right. Now, this is the hard part. Who do they like then? Instead of picking an offensive side of the ball player or a defensive side player, you have to open it up to everything. If they pick a receiver at 29, the receivers I like, I think they go with a bigger receiver. I know everyone's talking about the small Worthy and McConkey as well, but to me, I think they're too small. I think they go someone, it's got to be like in the 6'2 and up range. Adonai Mitchell, Leggett, Keon Coleman, Jalen Polk. I think those guys are the guys they target. I wouldn't be surprised if it was any of those guys. Brian Thomas would be a dream if he fell to them somehow, but I think the first round is going to be a ton of offensive players, and if one of those receivers slips through to 29, I think you could see him come off the board with the Lions.
I mean, a lot of it is feel, too. I mean, part of my reasoning in holding off is because I think it is so deep, and I don't think you're going to see any teams double up on wide receiver in the first three rounds. So, you know, how many receivers do you see where you're still getting value? And, you know, Kang mentioned a couple more there, and, you know, McMillan's another one from Washington that is there, and Roman Wilson's another one, and there seems to be an awful lot of depth at that position that maybe it you can wait until the fourth round.
Well, and the thing is, and you made this point earlier in the week, Gator, that, you know, if Marvin Harrison goes to Arizona and Neighbors goes to Tennessee and Adunze goes to the Bears and you start working your way through and you've got five or six teams that already took a receiver when you get to the second round, they're not taking another
right.
receiver. And then you got teams that just don't need a receiver. So there could be the, all right, the best use of the resource, if I have two players ranked equally, is go the other position and then come back at 61. Now, I've grouped a bunch of receivers they could be looking at 61. Ricky Pearsall from Florida, Roman Wilson from Michigan, Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky, and the two Washington receivers, Jalen McMillan and Jalen Polk. Would any of those guys stand out for you as a player you would take at 61?
I mean, this is where I'd start considering, I guess, a receiver is at that point. I'm really not looking at it at 29. So, I mean, you're getting into the end of the second round. I mean, I'll look at it, but a lot depends on what else I'm looking at. You know, is there an offensive lineman where I think there's more value? Is, if I didn't take a corner there, is Sainer still there, you know, at 61? So, it's – I know it sounds kind of wishy-washy, but –
I guess generally
I'm not looking at a wide receiver in the first three rounds. I would start looking in the third round, but probably not the first two.
Kang, do you have a favorite in that middle group?
Yeah, out of the names you read off, Jalen Polk would be my guy. So let's say you went defense in the first round, or Chop Robinson, pick a cornerback, McKinstry, Wiggins, whoever, and Jalen Polk is available in the second round, I would definitely jump all over that. I like him a lot. He's a bigger receiver. And like I mentioned earlier, I want a big receiver to fill the void that Josh Reynolds left. So Jalen Polk.
Yeah, I hate to do this because it's just make for great debate, but I agree with you. Jalen Polk at 6'2 would be the guy that I would look at that second group of receivers. Now, if you get into the third round, this is early third round, and Gator, this is where you might do some shopping at this position. This is pick 73, the ninth pick of the third round. I've grouped Bud Means from Pitt. Javon Baker from UCF, Brendan Rice from USC. Now, Rice is 6'3", Means is 6'2", and I do think they want a big – I think there's almost two different positions, big receiver and little receiver. In this group, I'll go first. I like Bud Means the best out of Pitt, big and athletic guy. I could see him being the pick early in the third round if they go wide receiver.
Means or Rice are probably the two that would move the needle a little bit for me.
Yep.
And I really think there's going to be more than just that. Maybe some of those guys you mentioned for the round two guys. I think at least one of those guys will be in that group.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two.
Kang, do you have a favorite in this third group that could be a later pick on day two?
I'd probably lean Brendan Rice, Jerry Rice's kid, but nothing to do with him. Although that probably, hopefully that helps. But yeah, he's a bigger receiver, like you said, and I'm sticking with that theme. I think bigger receiver for this if they go receiver.
So there's the prediction number two. I'm going receiver in the first three rounds for the Lions, provided that they don't make a trade to move up, because then they'd probably lose some of that capital, and I'm not sure that they would make the receiver deal then. 248-539-9797. You want to tell us which one of those players you would want and with what pick, right? So Leggett, Worthy, Coleman, or McConkie. Late first round, second round, Pearsall, Wilson, Malachi Courtley, Jalen McMillan, Jalen Polk, third round, Bud Means, Javon Baker, Brendan Rice. Just some of the names that seem like they will be accessible at the picks that the Lions have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.